Well, Sean Lyons is with us today. Sean is the Chief Online Safety Officer at NetSafe New Zealand. Over the weekend, a whānau featured on TVNZ's Marae program and have raised deeply upsetting concerns after discovering their family photos were allegedly misused to generate explicit AI content online, highlighting the growing harm of digital exploitation, deep fake porn, if you will. And I get the feeling it was, you know, a cluster of photos that included Tamariki. So deeply concerning would be an apt description. Sean Lyons is with us. Thank you for your time today, Sean. Ko Dale Tene, and a warm welcome to Radio Wate. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Thanks for having us on.
Gee, AI can do some wild things. The harnessed well can be very productive, but obviously there is a negative side to it as well. Can you explain the role that NetSafe has in situations like this? And Sean, what are you aware of here that occurred, and how did it happen, please?
Yeah, so look, first off, NetSafe's role in these situations, NetSafe's role broadly is to help people have the best possible positive online experience they can. We're there to help people ensure that they don't suffer harm as a result of the use of technology and online spaces. Specifically, we've got a role under the Harmful Digital Communications Act. So if people do believe that they have been harmed by digital communication, they can come to NetSafe. We can attempt to resolve that situation for them in terms of the material that's out there. And if they need to take it further, then we can help them on the process of taking that to the district court to get that content removed by a court order, or to get the person that's created that content potentially unmasked by the court. But that's our role. And look, you're quite right that AI does some amazing things for lots of people. And, you know, if we look hard enough, we can see the stories of the great things. Many of us might use it ourselves. What we do, unfortunately, see is that some people choose to use that same technology that we're using positively, and they use it deliberately to create material that might cause harm. Some of that might be in words that are made, but we do often see and we do hear increasingly of people using these technologies to make images that cause harm. Now that can be to, you know, poke fun at people and put them in places that they weren't, and in some cases, like you've outlined, people are using these to make images that are just out and out harmful, and in some cases, images that might be illegal. You mentioned the inclusion of Tamariki, and obviously any image in New Zealand that is a young person in a sexualized image, then that content is objectionable. It's illegal, and so making that's a pretty significant crime.
Okay, I don't know what the situation was here, but the anonymity of use on the net has always been an issue, and we're not sure if this was a random attack or somebody who had a vendetta or just hackers. This anonymity that is perhaps the hallmark of the net anyway, can we ever address it?
There are ways, I guess, to some degree, but you're quite right. The internet was built in a way that sort of allows to some degree that anonymity and you know, the accounts that we set up, the presences that we have online do kind of provide that sort of view of anonymity, but the platforms in which we use, the places that people sign up for, you know, we might be able to put a picture up that is, you know, a piece of scenery, and we might be able to make a name up that is not our name. But generally, when we register for these things, we're being asked to put in an actual name. We're being asked to put in an email address. Where, you know, we are putting in some credentials. Now, that they might not be visible, but they are there. So, in situations where someone is, you know, breaking a law, breaking the rules of some description, then we can, you know, we can put it back to these companies to say, tell us exactly who, well, the court can, I should be Tell us who is behind that account. Tell us who are the people that actually set that up, and ask them for as much information about that as they do. Because yes, it's easy to be anonymous on the surface, but it's actually a little more difficult to be completely anonymous in terms of who and where you were and what internet connection you had when you set up that account. So there are ways and means potentially to find out a little bit more than is visible to us on the surface.
Yeah, now this is forensic investigations. Of course, we've got when it comes to online child abuse material, we have international covenants, and the search goes on globally. Then we've got sites that I suppose are built to strip clothes off people, and we've heard about that going on in schools as well. Deep fake pornography is a reality. So are we doing as much in a situation like this where a cluster of people from a whānau or maybe even a community were all affected in one foul swoop? Are we taking this as seriously as we are taking online child abuse issues?
Yeah, I mean, I think we are. And look, first to say that this is it's an awful situation for any individual, and you know, when you describe impact on whānau or an entire whānau, that's obviously that multiplies that effect. But yes, we are taking this seriously. These are situations like these are you know, breaches of the law, could be significant crimes. And we are increasingly looking at ways in which we're putting pressure on the technology community to do more about the way in which these things are created. But I think the important thing to remember here, Dale, is that when we think about technology's role in what's happening, technology is a tool that is used by individuals, that is used by people, and what we are talking about here is an individual, a group of individuals, deliberately setting out to create harm to another person, and that's absolutely something that we take seriously. But it's not the technology doing this on its own. These are people, and we need to that's where we need to be focused. But if somebody is doing harm on another person, then that person should be held to account, excuse me, for the actions that they are taking, and we need to make sure that's where we concentrate our attention on in scenarios like the one you've described.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Well, this is with that whānau. I mean, news through the week of it happening regularly in schools, where teaching staff are being embarrassed as kids find ways to do similar with their computers. It is an issue, but there's certainly no easy answer, it would seem.
No, there isn't, but the answer, if there is one, I mean, I think there is an answer in the end, but it's just not a single or a simple answer. You know, that there needs to be more done in terms of the technology companies, that they need to do a little more. That there needs to be more pressure on them to make sure that the environments that we choose to use, or that they offer to us to use, are as safe as they can possibly be, especially for tamariki. We need to keep that pressure on them. We also need to make sure that we have good laws and legislations in this country that ensure that we are protected. So we need to keep the pressure on in those terms. But also we need to make sure that people have got somewhere to go to report this stuff when it happens, because we know that, you know, that one of the most difficult things about this is the shame, the whakamā that people feel when they find themselves in this position. And that's not a shame that they should bear. That's about someone doing them harm. So we need to make sure people have got somewhere to go to report this, people to talk to, whether that be agencies like ours, whether that be people within their own whānau that they can go and talk to and let them know what's happened, especially when it comes to our tamariki, that we need to make sure that they understand this is not their fault. What's happening in front of them is not something that they did something to get themselves to this position, and that there is somebody that they can go to to talk to try and get them the help that they require to resolve the situation they find themselves in.
I guess the Sean Lyons is the Chief Online Safety Officer at NetSafe New Zealand. All organisations have sort of a responsibility to honour the treaty, if you will. Just curious, because, while I know that the Net doesn't have culture as such, as a determinant, I don't know if I've got that wording right, is there a Māori arm to the work at NetSafe?
We certainly do work with Māori community. We talk regularly with Māori. We try and understand the issues that are specific to Māori in terms of the situations of harm, and we are guided by Māori in the way in which we try and resolve situations for Māori. We're guided by the way that people want to resolve them, whoever they are. But specifically with Māori, absolutely, we don't take action unless it's in consultation with the people that are reporting it to us. So you're right, there isn't culture to the internet necessarily, but people have requirements of the way in which that they want to see things resolved. And there is context to harm, because some people use the kind of the things that are important to an individual to create harm. So for us, understanding that context is a vital part of what it is that we do.
Well, good to talk with you. Thanks very much. I really feel for this whānau. It sort of, you'd have to think Hortum just came at them out of left field, but parents would be so concerned if, sort of deep fake porn were made out of their kids. Imagine it, Sean, it'd be bloody awful, wouldn't it?
It is awful for the people that experience this. It must feel like the bottom has dropped out of their worlds. One thing to say, that if anybody finds themselves in that position, wanting to know what to do, do contact NetSafe. We can help you through the situation. We can give you some advice and guidance. We can maybe take some action on your behalf as well. So don't suffer that in silence. Don't suffer it alone.
Tēnā koe. Thanks, Sean. Thanks for sharing some time with us. Look forward to another kōrero one day soon. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.